This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling out hour number two, or rolling in hour number two, whatever. Here we are, hour number two. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. That is the hardest holster to break. G-Code. Check them out. One thing that every retirement plan, every hedge fund, and anything having to do with investment, one of the fiduciary duties of the people managing that investment is that it make money. It needs to make money. There are many ways to make money in investing. There are the slow, tried-and-true methods like municipalities and utilities, stuff such as that. And then there's the stuff that is, you know, all based upon the ebb and flow of technology or sometimes the political wind. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, the socialist mayor, billionaire mayor of New York, a millionaire, he's not worried about the power bill after he gets out of office. He made a promise shortly after the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. And this past Thursday, sent a letter to the city's police pension fund calling for its members to consider dropping the fund's investments in companies that manufacture guns and ammunition. Resolution follows action by President Obama this week to place new controls on gun sales in an effort to stem gun violence. De Blasio said in a statement, after the countless tragedies involving assault weapons, public outcry over mass shootings, and legislative proposals to outlaw assault weapons, we should not be investing in companies that manufacture and market assault weapons to civilians ever. Those weapons belong in the hands of the military and law enforcement only. Only three of the city's five pension funds, which hold a total $160 billion in pension money, still have investments in companies that manufacture guns. Only $6.5 million of this is invested in companies that make guns. City's two largest pension funds, the Teachers Retirement System and the NYC Employees Retirement System, voted to divest from gun manufacturers in the wake of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The three remaining pension funds, the Police Pension Fund, the Board of Education Retirement System, and the Fire Department, still hold gun maker stocks. Police Pension Fund has $4.4 million in gun manufacturer holdings. The Fire Department has $1.45 million, and the Board of Education Retirement System has roughly $600,000. These investments are in Olin Corp, which I believe is you know, Winchester ammunition, Borjas Taurus, which Taurus Firearms, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, companies that manufacture ammunition, chemicals, and weapons. In this release, de Blasio's office said the resolution requests that the Pension Funds Bureau of Asset Management and General Consultant perform an analysis on the fund's investments in companies that manufacture assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Now, so let's stop selling things that our cops carry. This is the guy that says the cops should be the only ones that had it, but at the same time he threw the cops underneath the bus very recently with Eric Garner, when Eric Garner was killed, which he wasn't killed. Eric Garner was killed resisting arrest. If you don't want to, and I don't care if you're just selling cigarettes on the street, that's illegal. It's got to be at least as illegal as being in the country illegally, right? Blasio intends to send similar resolutions to the fire department's pension board and the Board of Education retirement system sometime in the next several weeks. Now, first of all, he's asking them to basically be malfeasant. Because right now the stock market is tanking. These pension holders, these pensioners that have their money in these funds, are probably losing some money right now. They're probably losing some money right now, depending on what they're invested in. And of the stocks that are actually up right now, Ruger and Smith & Wesson are two of them. Although I am not, I'm not even going to say that. Yeah, I am going to say it. I wish Smith & Wesson stock was not up. I know their little thing with the gun, the modified gun, where they sent the cease and desist letter and were telling. I know that was sort of a renegade group doing that worked for Smith & Wesson, but, you know, the buck stops with them, doesn't it? Anyway. The guy's asking them, and this is a guy that doesn't ever have to have a pension, although he probably does now as mayor of New York. This is a guy that is fairly well off himself, Bill de Blasio. So he's not worried about his. He's got his. He wants these funds that are making money on some of these things, and they have a very, very modest investment in this stuff. Very modest. Considering how much money they have invested, they must be really diversified. But he wants the cops to give this up, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see what they do. I'm presuming that since he's requesting this, that he can't order them to do. He can't order them to do this. So he's requesting this, and he's doing it in the name of political correctness, which is, that's pretty interesting to me. Coming up on the next break. Now, when we get back, I haven't talked this much about it. The Iran naval asset and personnel seizure and what resulted from that. I haven't talked that much about it because I've been trying to gather a little information on this. Apparently, though, you know, that was Carter's own little American embassy, although it was very brief. It was very brief. They're saying all this stuff like, well, they obviously went in the wrong direction. They obviously had some other things that happened too that was bad, and that's why they got caught. It's all about intel and navigation, I guess. But given what the Iranian general, or what an Iranian general has said about the incident, I think it bears looking at. Because they're sort of saying the same kind of stuff you would expect Obama to say. And that's the most interesting part of it for me. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah. Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line.
Now,
with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, the seizure of our boats and our people by Iran and their subsequent violation of international law by displaying them in a propaganda video did not disturb or doesn't appear to have disturbed our chain of command at all. Given what the Iranian general said about the incident, I have no doubt that both Obama and Machine Gun Joe probably agree with the Iranians. They said on Wednesday that the seizure of the two U.S. Navy boats and their 10 sailors should be a lesson to members of the U.S. Congress trying to impose new sanctions on Tehran. This incident in the Persian Gulf, which probably will not be the American forces' last mistake in the region, should be a lesson to troublemakers in the U.S. Congress, according to Major General Hassan Farouzabadi, the head of Iran's armed forces, quoted by the Tasnim news agency. You got that, you congressional troublemakers? You should be groveling like our president before the might of the Iranians. General had a lot to say about America, according to Breitbart. Were it not for the good intentions of the Iranian commanders, he said, the U.S. was facing yet another crisis now. The incident showed the vigilance of the Iranian armed forces, the commander noted. Farouzabadi said that what happened to American sailors on Tuesday proved how vulnerable the U.S. is in front of powerful Iranian forces. Farouzabadi stated this incident in the Persian Gulf, which probably will not be the American forces' last mistake. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, as they were being transferred to U.S. custody, Iran released a video and several photos showing the humiliation of the United States at the hands of the Iranian Navy. Photographs are getting out there and doing humiliating stuff to combatants is a violation of international law. Article 13 of the Geneva Convention. And while I'm stating all of this to you, please understand that I'm not naive enough to know or care or believe that Iran is going to follow the Geneva Convention. I, you know, as far as that goes, I couldn't care less. Them getting out there and banging on this drum is weak. But it's all beside the point. Article 13, which governs the treatment of prisoners of war, requires Iran to protect prisoners against insults and public curiosity. This photograph, including a female sailor, apparently forced to wear a headscarf, is a quintessential example of public curiosity and would be interpreted as insulting throughout the Muslim world. Now, I'm looking for the female, and I think I see the female there. The sight of the members of the American military disarmed and under Iranian control is of enormous propaganda value in their ongoing war against the United States. That's pretty much, you know, sort of happening here. To its allies in the Middle East, this photo demonstrates Iranian strength. How many jihadist countries have had this many American service members under their power? That can be asked, and it demonstrates American weakness. Then there's this. This coming from analyst Hamadreza Taraghi, he said in a phone interview. This time the Americans were cooperative in proving their innocence, and they quickly accepted their faults without resistance. The Marines apologized for having strayed into Iranian waters. Now, our hero, John Kerry, made friends with the Iranians, so that made all of the difference. No doubt the president not only believes the Iranians were doing him a favor by teaching a lesson to congressional Republicans, but he is oblivious to the humiliation because he believes we deserve it. I'm sure he is puzzled at the reaction from most of us. He can't imagine his new buddies trying to make him look weak. Iran has been praised because they let our sailors and boats go. After seizing them at gunpoint, interrogating them as prisoners, holding them illegally for many hours, using them as fodder for propaganda, and then relieving them of their GPS equipment. Why won't anyone make the obvious point that they shouldn't have been taken into custody in the first place? How easy would it have been for the Iranians to tow the boats out to international waters if they ever violated Iranian waters in the first place? Something we'll never know because they illegally seized the GPS equipment and contact the Navy to pick them up. That's what a civilized, neutral country would do for each other. Congress can go and investigate this for all I care. I really don't care. For my part, I'd be quite happy just to see them file this away. And then at some later date, if it turns out that we do have to get loud with them and we have to reduce them to a big black ashtray in the middle of the Middle East, that we remember this little incident as part of their, I don't know, their moderation. They will take and they will move on at every opportunity on us. They will move on every opportunity on us. And, our president is not going to do anything about it. So we are humiliated. We look bad. And I'm glad that they were all released unharmed. Sort of, it does bring some other questions up because I know Chris Matthews on MSNBC noticed that one of the captured sailors and Marines was a female. And that changed the tone of everything when they found out it was a female. But in the meantime, as we attempt to have a politically correct, warm and fuzzy military, we're going to be putting women into combat roles. Which means we're going to have women sign up for selective service. If we're going to be equal, let's be equal all the way. Let's really be equal. Let's have real equality. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues, modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming out of a newspaper, there's somebody out there that wrote a letter to the editor that this gives me hope in the country because it means that people are beginning to listen, if not to me, to somebody. And that's what matters. I don't care if they get it from me, as long as they get it. This is a letter to the editor. The writer of the letter, his name is, I don't have his name. That's horrible. This is about what isn't part of the gun debate. Last week, Larry Gale Owens was convicted of second-degree murder in Wood County. This is the type of trial that the writer has covered for more than 30 years, but there's something different about this case than many others. Not that it involved alcohol, not that it involved an emotional confrontation. Those are common elements to just about every murder trial. What was the difference between this incident? No guns were involved. Owens was accused of beating the victim, Jeffrey Hughart, to death. The exact murder weapon wasn't found, but according to the testimony, involved a large object, perhaps a wooden pole, used like a baseball bat. While the trial was going on, President Obama was issuing an executive order intended to close a loophole regarding private gun sales. Even people who support closing that loophole, including U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, who 3 years ago made a similar proposal in the form of legislation, opposed the president's manner of implementing this change in gun laws. But that isn't the point here. With all the focus on guns, there are other ways to cause death of an individual. Furthermore, a factor never brought up in the ongoing discussion of gun violence doesn't involve guns at all. It involves a lack of any kind of rational judgment in committing the act itself. While one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill, it doesn't specify any means of killing. It doesn't say with a gun or a knife or an object resembling a Louisville slugger. It says you don't take another person's life regardless of the means involved. You might not like or agree with another individual, but calling or causing bodily harm doesn't settle the score. It also has little to do with race, background, wealth, or anything else of that kind. None of what I've outlined is currently part of the discussion on violence in America, but it needs to be. The writer has a point here. Let me see if I not have Ted Rocher. Todd Boucher. Gosh, I only got it three or four different ways. Todd Boucher, he was the writer of this. But he nails it. See, this is not gun violence. Is a subset of violence. Violence is something that is an intangible until it is actually committed. But the intangible part of it is where it begins. And that's the part that has to be addressed if we're going to really, truly reduce this. I mean, we've reduced it quite a bit. And I don't know if that's because, you know, we've got better policing in some places, not so good in other places. We have people carrying guns in some places, not so much in other places. And all of that has been a part of the reduction. But without understanding or without trying to understand what would take a person. Now, I'm not talking, well, let's go ahead and look. Let's talk about the various types of people. The predators out there are going to commit crime anyway. They're probably going to kill you to get something from you. They don't know you. It's completely impersonal to them. They're going to kill you without very much thought, but, you know, once they've killed you and they've looted you, they're moving on. Somebody who's trying to murder you specifically may have a little bit more in that game, more of a dog in that fight, if you will. But how long are they going to linger around here anywhere? But the key commonality here, the key common denominator, is the willingness to do it. Being willing to do something and then having the capability of physically doing it. A lot of us get mad at people and say, I could just kill him. But if push comes to shove, they're not going to do that. They're not going to kill somebody because that is really not the way we're built, okay? One of the reasons that I like Second Call Defense, for example, is they have this psychological counseling because shooting somebody is not something we normally do. And you go through all kinds of physiological changes. It all happens really quickly, and it's a roller coaster ride. And I know because I've been on it. It's a roller coaster ride that nobody wants to be on. I now have two things that I can honestly tell you do not want to be a member of my club. You do not want to be a member of the club that had to quit smoking the way I had to quit smoking. You do not want to be a member of the club that had to learn how to deal with shooting somebody the way I had to. Categorically, I can tell you that. I can tell you that all day long. So, when you look at somebody who is willing to kill somebody, who is willing to take a club and club them in the head till they die, which is very personal, strangle them, knife them, all of those very personal things, or shoot them, which is somewhat impersonal, but at the same time it's a little easier on them. They can do it at a further distance, that kind of thing. Somebody that is willing to do that is truly an anomaly. In what has to be thought of as the psyche of man. That's the thing we have to change. That's the thing we have to look at. That's the thing we have to attack. Mental illness, well, mentally ill people do, you know, maybe if we stopped medicating all these kids because they were little boys and, you know, the little boys are rambunctious and take a little, you have to engage them and make school fun and make, you know, be a creative parent instead of medicating them to their eyeballs to make them easier to manage. If you have to have help managing your children, don't have them. Please don't have them. Maybe that would go a long way too, to solving some of these mental illness things. But most of the murders we have here today are not of the mental illness type. They are of the predatory type. Half of them are gang members. These kids couldn't care less about killing it. They think the same about killing somebody that you and I would think about stepping on a bug. That's it. I mean, they don't have any, they don't have to go into any counseling or anything else. And when you do this enough, if you do that enough, you do build up a tolerance, a emotional scar tissue to it, to where it's not as bad or bad at all. Or as a matter of fact, it actually could become fun to some people. And these are the people we have to look out for. So looking at the acts of violence, looking at the whole phenomena of violence, gun violence is just a part of it. Going after guns to stop gun violence won't stop violence. And that's what we need to be stopping is violence. When we get back, somebody shot a gun and it reaffirmed their belief in gun control. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
From the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed, do check them out. This coming from a writer named Ella Grace Downs. The name of this, Shooting a Gun, Reaffirm My Belief in Gun Control. I give this to you as best I can verbatim, which I hope that I can get it all in. We will try our best. I never understood guns, why people love them so much, why they think it's fun to shoot them, why they collect them. I was always simply terrified of guns, which was extra difficult given that I grew up in the South, nearly surrounded by them. My mother claimed to have one tucked away somewhere in the house when I was growing up, but I never believed her because I never saw it. My cousins used to shoot BB guns in the backyard on holidays while I would stand on the porch and watch. I went to parties in middle school and high school where we hung out in some basement next to someone's ridiculous gun collection. As soon as anyone started to get the guns out to show them off, I hightailed it out of there. I hated being in the same room as a gun, and I didn't want to know or understand how they worked. I didn't think you needed to know how a gun worked, or what it felt like to use one in order to know that they were dangerous. My childhood fear of and exposure to guns also correlated with a disturbing American trend. The Columbine shooting happened on April 20th, 1999, when I was 8 years old, and could only muster the vaguest concept of how very bad and random it was. Incidents of mass shootings in the U.S. began to rise from the time I was in middle school, which seemed to confirm my wariness of firearms. In 2009, while I was working less than a mile away at a restaurant in downtown Athens, Georgia, a professor shot and killed three people in broad daylight at a local theater that I had attended and worked at many times throughout my childhood. My classmates and family friends were witnesses to and victims of senseless violence, and after that it seemed to snowball. Fort Hood, Tucson, Aurora, Newtown, Santa Barbara. I was at a loss. My fear of guns wasn't irrational now, based only on movies and the OC. It was real. People were buying guns legally and using them to kill strangers. I wonder how anyone could possibly defend guns throughout all of this. Sure, I had never touched a gun, but I knew I didn't need to. I could tell that they held no attraction or power for me, and was baffled by those for whom they did. which doesn't mean that I didn't have any friends who loved guns. One gun-loving friend who, lest you jump to stereotypes, is a liberal, worldly, lesbian woman studying intellectual property law, accompanied me on a weekend trip to Tennessee. We spent the day mudding, that's where, you know, four-wheeling, and drinking cheap beer. Eventually, she and her sister wanted to go shooting. I had been quietly having a panic attack about the presence of guns all weekend, but this was it. Something changed in me. I wanted to know. I had spent so long trying to block out the very existence of guns, but now I wanted to see what the fuss was about. Is there some thrilling full-body sensation when you pull the trigger? Is hitting your target as satisfying as it is in darts? Do you secretly need some inner strength to hold your own against the recoil? I wondered, on some level, if this would explain the passion so many people around me had for guns. They assured me that everything was safe. We made sure the area was clear, and I shot a gun at a target for the first time in my life. I didn't feel a rush or a sudden sense of power. I felt nothing. I shot again. Nothing. I shot another gun, and I still felt nothing. There was no thrill here. This is what people were defending. I felt a disconnect. Sure, I've wielded weapons before. I taught archery for many years. I've chopped wood, and I've fenced. My entire family is military. There you go. The association. There you go. My entire family is military. I love so many aspects of Southern culture, and I'm proud that our rights to personal property are protected in the United States. But that moment confirmed that, for me, the risks and repercussions of owning guns greatly outweigh the fun, culture, and tradition associated with them. In 2015 alone, there were 372 mass shootings in the U.S., resulting in the deaths of 475 people. More often than not, those guns were bought legally, and the shootings were committed by people with no record. We can't control when people snap. We can't control for things like toxic masculinity, white supremacy, extremist religious beliefs, or terrorist activity. What we can control are the guns, when, where, how, and to whom they are sold. So put down that gun that day, I knew that more than ever I believed that to be true. Last week, Barack Obama issued executive orders to improve gun control through actions like taking control of gun show sales and increasing background checks. I believe that none of this is a threat to anyone's culture or rights. I believe you can hold on to your culture, your history, your Second Amendment, and there can still be less gun violence. Now, Ella Grace Downs, you are a... First of all, you have read way too much. You've read way too much, and you believe far too much. You think there was 372 mass shootings in 2015. There was actually four. Okay? We're not talking about drug deals. We're not talking about familicide. We're not talking about other types of crime that go wrong. We're talking about the mass shooting, where the mass shooter goes in there, and what he's looking for is hits on his Facebook page. We're looking for the guy who's looking, he's got an axe to grind against women in general, or people who drive Porsches, or whatever. Or he just wants to make a big splash on his way out the door. That's a mass shooting. And there was about four of those last year. So, first of all, you sound articulate, which is, that always stuns me to have somebody who is otherwise intelligent enough to be able to articulate a belief without going out there and taking the time to make sure the belief they're articulating is genuine, is factual. You know, I could get out there and say, you know, every year there's a strange blip on the radar on December 25th, only in the hours of darkness around the globe. Children find strange things in their living room underneath a festively decorated tree. This is evidence, of course, that there is Santa Claus. I could do that. I could articulate that. Ella is another low-info voter who has been, she has spent her entire life afraid of an object. Her fear has made her less inquisitive. Now she has checked it out. She says she feels nothing, but at the same time, she looks at me and you as just a criminal in the waiting. Who knows when we're going to snap? Ella, you probably are around 15 people like me every day. You're probably around, and if you're in Georgia, my goodness, but you know, you're probably around 15 people like me every day. You don't know they're carrying a gun. They're not out there to look cool or anything else. 372 mass shootings in the U.S. That has a link. Let's okay. Let me see what. Who has the page? Who's? Oh, PBS. There we go. There we go. It's PBS. It's PBS. No, I don't want them to send me anything. Thank you very much. I'll just get out of that. How about that? For those of you that don't want to run a gun, own a gun, anything else, that's fine. That's fine. For those of you who think that President Barack Obama changed anything this past week, you are as deluded as you are incorrect about your facts. You're entitled to your own opinion. You're entitled to your own set of beliefs. You're entitled to your own set of values. You're entitled to all of that. And I will defend your right to have all of that. The only thing you're not entitled to is to making up the facts as you go. That you simply are not going to be allowed to do. That's something that you need to bear in mind as you go forward, because this is done. This nonsense is done. I wish you well, Ella. We will be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.